Maurice and the Doctor on Triple J.
Now, if you've been listening very closely to the radio over the last 5 to 10 minutes, perhaps you're getting as much joy as the Doctor has with some of the connections to our next guest. Yeah. That is Cold War Kids, Hang Me Up to Dry here at Triple J.
And we were hearing the reeling up of a fishing line, and the Arctic Monkeys started talking about fishnets.
It is. There's a bit of a fish theme going on this morning, and a man who cares about fish more than most,
well,
I would suggest, Captain Paul Watson, from the Sea Shepherd. Welcome into Triple J.
Oh, thank you.
Now, last time we had you in the studio, which was about 2 years ago, I guess Australia hadn't really heard too much about Sea Shepherds, and now it seems that every week there's another story about you guys, and you've really become an internationally renowned organisation.
So who's your publicist?
Well, we don't really have a publicist. We just go down there and people report on what we're doing, and we take people with us, like Peter Heller came and wrote a book, and we also have an Animal Planet crew, and we got our own TV show now, so that helps.
Yeah, and there's all these, a lot of celebrities that have come on board. Obviously, there's Home and Away starlets that are going to Japan to protest and all this sort of thing. Is it in danger of becoming that the cause of the day sort of thing?
I'd like it to be the cause of it.
I know Peter has a lot of trouble, the Animal Rights Organisation, that a lot of celebrities get involved, but they don't really know the facts, and then they sort of back down when they're...
Yeah. We're not really actually an Animal Rights Organisation. We're a Marine Conservation Organisation. We actually promote veganism on the vessel because we feel that that's an environmental position, not really an animal rights position. In fact, the 40% of all the fish caught on the ocean is fed to livestock, cows and pigs and chickens. And now the pig is the largest aquatic predator on the planet. So that's causing a lot of destruction.
Pigs eat more fish than humans.
They eat more fish than sharks. And cats eat more fish than seals.
Paul, you do court quite a bit of controversy in the way that you deal with Japanese whalers. And a lot of media reports talk about being reckless, in inverted commas, as well. But for people who don't know what the Sea Shepherd actually does, can you just take us through what you do on your ship?
I set Sea Shepherd up way back in 1977, not as a protest organization, but as an organization to intervene against illegal activities. And we oppose criminal operations. That's why after 3 decades, we've never been convicted of a felony. We've never been sued. Mm. We also have never injured anybody, and we've never had anybody seriously injured. So we have an unblemished record in that regard. We think we do very responsibly. We come up in ways of interfering that are not going to hurt anybody, that are humorous sometimes, but most importantly, they're effective.
Mm. Do you ram other boats, though?
We have rammed other vessels.
That's pretty full on.
That's very humorous, Robbie. Yeah. Depends on the way you do it. If you've got the Benny Hill theme song playing.
But we do defend ourselves with the cannons that fire pie filling, chocolate cream pie. And last year we launched the first non-toxic biodegradable organic form of chemical warfare ever when we hit the Nishan Maru with rotten butter and methyl cellulose.
Mm. I'm guessing it was milk-free butter.
Well, it was actually butyric acid, which is the chemical equivalent.
Yeah. We've just heard in the news that the whaling ship has just left Japan. So what does this mean for you? Where are you sort of poised at this stage? You're in Australia, obviously, and about to go to sea in a little over a week's time.
We leave on November 30th, and we will time it so we'll intercept the Japanese fleet on their arrival down there.
Now, do you want to really flag that you're going there? Don't you want it to be a surprise?
Well,
you don't really want to telegraph.
We know. Everybody knows.
Nobody listens to this radio show.
It's fine.
There's no element of sneaking up.
Well, we don't have to worry. I mean, the Australian government will inform the Japanese where we are anyway, so I'm not too concerned about that.
The Australian government's just said that they've got a $6.1 billion package.
Gets very emotional about this. I'm sorry, Paul.
Choking on a bit of whale meat. The Australian government's actually going to be doing its own research or launching its own research project on whales to prove that you don't need to kill whales to research them. Isn't that kind of a great step in the direction to sort of eradicate the need for you guys to go down there and risk your lives?
I'm not against putting money into whale research, but it's not going to convince the Japanese of anything. They're not into research. They're into making money off of whales, killing whales, and under the guise of research. Mm. They're not interested in this. I'd rather that Peter Garrett had put that money towards saving the Tasmanian devil. You know, there's a lot of things that could be spent on. I mean, there's a lot of whale research. But then again, I'm not against them doing whale research. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to stop whaling in the Southern Ocean.
We've got Paul Watson. He's the captain of the Sea Shepherd. You've probably heard about him. He is the man who takes his ships to sea to stop Japanese whalers from taking whales out of the ocean. Can you hang around for a little bit this morning?
I'm interested to see exactly what sort of people volunteer to go on this vessel. I wanted to lift my heart. The world keeps dancing with
key for winding up my heart. Brick, brack, if you don't wind me up, the sky will lie upon me like a pastel drunk. Without you, I would never rise again. Without you, I would never rise.
Tonight in Melbourne at the Forum Theatre tomorrow night. Sorry, Thursday night at the Flyby Night in Fremantle. From Iceland, the very beautiful sounds of Emiliana Torrini.
But if you can't get to one of Emiliana Torrini's shows,
it's
then,
okay.
Yeah, Wednesday afternoon, Dools and Linda will be bringing you Ms. Torrini and her guitar and her beautiful singing voice.
Indeed. We have the captain of the Sea Shepherd, Paul Watson, in this morning. He is the man who stops Japanese whalers and caught a bit of controversy in the process.
And also, have you said you had the number one TV show on Animal Planet, which is the pay TV show service in Canada and America. I was reading some articles about that show because obviously it's been publicised quite a lot. And one of the articles was talking about the rise of the popularity of the Sea Shepherd, but also the shocking inexperience of the volunteers on board. Would that be an appropriate thing to say?
Well, I think so. I bring inexperienced people on board. I want to give people the opportunity to participate. And these are the kind of people that we need. They're people of passion. Mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to crew on a Sea Shepherd vessel, we try to make it possible for them to do it.
Is it not risky for you, though, in a physical sense, if these people aren't quite qualified to handle that equipment?
Passion goes so far, but skill usually helps out in especially sort of scenarios of high stress.
Our officers and our engineers are skilled and experienced, and they run the ship, really. So we're really teaching these people how to do it. You know, I went off to sea when I was 17 as a deck boy in a Norwegian merchant ship. You can't even do that anymore. Mm. So it's really hard for people to get experience on these things. And I can tell you, the people who've come on board our ship, many of them have been so inspired, they've gone off. In fact, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals was founded by one of my crew members. You know, they go out there because we empower them to understand that they can make a difference as individuals.
So is it true, do you play Flight of the Valkyries when you're about to ram a Japanese whaling ship?
Well, we have played that song when we went in the past, although we've actually never rammed a Japanese whaling vessel. They've hit us.
Okay.
But we have rammed other whaling vessels.
Really?
Yes.
Did you test out other songs before you set it on this one?
What do you mean? Did we what?
Did you try out other songs?
Yellow polka dot. Martin Sheen's one of our supporters, and we got the idea from Apocalypse Now, so we just got
that. Right.
Yes. He did work very well in that film.
You said that you've also got MacGyver on board.
On our board of directors, we have Richard Dean Anderson and Rutger Hauer. And on our advisory board, we have a whole list of celebrities. And what I like to say, you know, we have Pierce Brosnan and William Shatner and Christian Bale. So that means that we've got James Bond, Batman, Captain Kirk, and MacGyver. So how can we lose?
It's a fairly formidable team.
Yeah. And do they sort of, like, how does the Sea Shepherd stay afloat? Is there much funding from bodies like that or people like that?
Well, we get from private donations, and Richard's a big contributor to us. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were bailed out to go back the second season because of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Anthony Kiedis is a big supporter, and he gave us
right?
a large donation. And but we're always struggling to get money. We're a very small organization, but we're growing consistently, and that's good.
And I understand on this particular journey that you're about to head off and embark on, you've got a mermaid on deck. Almost, anyway.
Yeah, Daryl Hannah will be joining us on this crew at the end of the month. And again, she's been a long time supporter.
You're not going to tie her to the front, are you? Because I've seen how that works on big boats. The topless bird at the front of the boat.
Not unless she's willing.
How is it taking celebrities on board a ship? Because, I mean, usually they're used to the comforts of life. And I imagine, no doubt, the Sea Shepherd, a very comfortable place to be a lot of the time. But when it's cold and wet and stormy and you're seasick, it's probably... Yeah, a little bit trying for people who are used to having, you know, an entourage around them.
Well, you know, Aidan Quinn came with us between Costa Rica and Galapagos through a very fierce storm, and he said it was one of the high points of his life. So
right.
he very much enjoyed that experience.
Now, I was reading that you claimed that you were shot by a Japanese whaler.
Well, I don't claim I was shot. I was shot.
You were shot. Okay. Well, fair enough. Yeah. How did that happen? What
last year when we were coming alongside, we were throwing rotten butter bombs on board their deck, and they retaliated with concussion grenades, and four shots were fired, and one of them struck me.
That is a pretty serious situation.
Yeah, and it's very interesting that we throw stink bombs and we're called violent terrorists. They shoot at us and throw concussion grenades and that's okay.
Yeah. What is a concussion grenade exactly?
Well, a concussion grenade is if you threw it in this room, it'd knock everybody unconscious.
Oh, so it's kind of like my bad jokes.
But what happens in the open air, it isn't that. One of the Animal Planet cameramen caught it because he was used to covering cricket games. He's from Tasmania. So he followed Ashley Dunn. He followed the concussion grenade in and he kept the camera on it the whole time. Blew up right in front of his camera, knocked him flat on his back, but he didn't drop the camera and he got the shot. So.
Wow. Well, that's dedication to a craft.
So yes. I am interested, Paul, just about the, I guess, the ethical situation of being in a place where violence like that happens, and I guess being responsible for your crew as well. As the captain of a ship like that, what are your responsibilities and what goes through your mind when things? I mean, for a lot of the time, it's not life and death situations, but obviously in that instance, when somebody's actually shooting you it is. So what are the responsibilities from you?
Well, we've been shot at in the past. I mean, especially our most serious situation was a confrontation with the Soviet Navy in 1981. They fired on us from gunships and from a frigate, and we managed to get through that. But, you know, my crew know that they're risking their lives. I mean, you know, when we say we're going out to risk our lives for a whale, it's not a slogan for us. We mean it. And we don't think anything unusual about that. I mean, everybody thinks it's so perfectly acceptable to go risk your life to defend oil wells somewhere. You know, I think that defending an endangered species is a far more noble pursuit.
So you wouldn't turn the ship around even if you were being shot at.
We never retreat, never.
Man, does Daryl Hannah know that?
Yes.
Wow,
good novelty T-shirt as well, although not so novelty.
So what happens if you are successful? You know, I mean, I know that the Japanese have said they're not going to be hunting humpback whales this season, but they're still going to be hunting fin whales. What happens if you or whoever lobbies Japanese government successfully and they stop whaling completely? What happens to the Sea Shepherd organization then?
Oh, well, that would be great. I mean, I would love to not be going down to the Southern Ocean. Mm-hmm. This will be our fourth year going down there, and that'd be great. But, well, you know, there's so many things that we're tackling. For instance, for 8 years, we've been in the Galapagos Islands. I got a full-time patrol boat. We're working in partnership with the Galapagos National Police and the Rangers. We've busted 65 poaching vessels. We busted open the shark fin mafia last year, seized 45,000 shark fins. So we're operating over the world, protecting everything from plankton to the great whales. So it's not just this campaign.
Although I imagine if you were trying to save the plankton, only the plankton, you may have slight less loss.
Well, actually, last year I had a campaign to stop the dumping of iron filings 300 miles off the Galapagos by this scheme to do plankton blooms, which to combat global warming, but it had no scientific validity behind it. It was just a carbon trading scam, and we shut it down. Yeah. And I threatened to go out and ram them, and they backed off.
Rancid butter bombs will stop anything, really.
Captain Paul Watson from the Sea Shepherd, thanks for popping in this morning. If people want to check you out, you've got a little fundraiser on as well.
Yes, at the Argyle at the Rocks tonight at 7. And okay. Also, check out our website at seashepherd.org.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Good luck, Paul.
Thanks.
Robbie, Marie and the Doctor. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple J.